Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me in my session here about porting Windows Phone apps over to Windows 8. I hope everyone had a good break. I've been refilled on caffeine. I know I have. So let's get things started here. Who am I? My name is Nico Vermeer. I'm a .NET developer at Real Dolmen, one of Belgium's biggest IT companies. I'm also a board member of the Windows Phone user group. We're doing some great sessions even next week, so please sign up for them. You can find my Twitter handle, my email, my blog here. So if you have any questions, contact me, or you can wait for the Q&A after the session, or come talk to me, I'll be here all day. Now, what will I be talking about today? First, I'm gonna see if it is possible. Can we port over a Windows Phone 7 app to Windows 8? How hard is it, and does it take a lot of work? I'm going to take a look at MVVM, MVVM Lite to be specific, a framework I use both in Windows Phone and in Windows 8. I'm going to take a look at abstraction. What parts can you abstract out of your code, out of your view models? Fast app switching, some finishing touches of the app. Some remarks I would like to give you to take away from this session. And we're going to end with some Q&A if you have some time left. Okay, is it possible? Can you port over a Windows Phone app to Windows 8? Well, obviously it is, or I wouldn't be standing here. I would just go follow another session right now. When you take a look at this this image that Microsoft provides, it specifies all the subsets of .NET. So you have the .NET Framework 4.5, the Windows Phone Framework, Silverlight 5, and the .NET Profile for Windows 8 apps. You can see that they overlap certain parts. Even Windows Phone overlaps with .NET for Metro-style apps, which means that it's quite easy to port them over. So what is similar to Windows Phone? Metro-style apps get suspended when they go to the background. They use some memory to keep alive, but they don't use any CPU. They do nothing. They're just suspended in memory. You have to provide lifecycle management. This means that when your PC is running low on memory, it will start closing the oldest programs that are suspended. It's up to you as a developer to make sure that the content that the user has entered in the app, to make sure that it still exists when your user returns to the application. Your user cannot know that the app has been shut down, has been tombstoned. Both Windows Phone apps and Windows 8 apps run in a sandbox, so there's little access to the other applications or the stuff outside of your app. They are both available in an app store. You've got the marketplace on Windows Phone, and you've got the store on Windows 8. Windows Phone now has 100,000 apps. Recently, which is quite a big achievement. I hope it will go as fast with the Windows 8 store. I expect it will, because there are lots more of developers that will go for Windows 8. Now, is it as easy as just copy-pasting a Windows Phone app to Windows 8? Not yet. It will be soon. Yesterday, Microsoft gave the first details on Windows Phone 8. They stated that Windows Phone 8 will have the same kernel as Windows 8. So I expect it will be just copying over your C#, adding some new XAML, some new UI, and your Windows 8 app will run on Windows Phone 8. So that's why this porting from Windows Phone to Windows 8 today is important, because you port your app to Windows 8, and in the meantime, you're ready for the future of Windows Phone as well. You just provide a new UI, and you will be up and running in no time. A big difference is that Windows 8 has no behaviors. In Windows Phone, it's pretty powerful. You can bind to behaviors. In Windows 8, you can't. I think there are certain tricks to do it, but nothing official. Now, certain code that is very platform-specific has to be abstracted for easy porting. Why is that? Because file info in Windows Phone is not the same as a storage file in Windows 8. It provides you with the same functionality, but it's an entire different class. So those things will have to be abstracted out. The same with sensor supports, the camera, the GPS. Factor that out in an interface and implement the correct implementation in the platform of your choice. Await Async, very powerful feature in Windows 8. No more registering on event completed handlers. You just put await in front and the next code will continue to run when the async call has been completed. You can actually do this in Windows Phone today. If you install the await async CTP, it works. You can use it in your Windows Phone application. Windows Phone 8 again will probably support this out of the box, but most Windows Phone apps today don't have this. So this is also something that you have to keep in mind. Every function that you call that takes more than a few milliseconds to complete has to be done async. Now let's talk a bit about MVVM, Model View View Model. For those of you who don't know it, it's a design pattern that states that your view has only the XAML, no code behind. Everything that has to be shown in your view is calculated, is set in the view model. And the model contains all your classes. And then you have some services that can be called from inside the view model that provide business logic or an API that provides you with data. Okay, let's port over an application. I have built something very small, actually quite silly. It's an application called Celebrity Spotter. You're running on the street and then you see Sylvester Stallone walking there, so you take out your phone, take a picture, it saves you the location of where you've spotted them, and it saves it in a local database. Very silly, but it's enough to prove my point here today. So what did I use? MVVM Lite, obviously, as I mentioned. The Cymbalina framework I've used to bind my application bar. The Windows Phone application bar, you know, the small bar at the bottom that has some buttons. It's not bindable in Windows Phone by default. The Cymbalina framework offers a solution for this, makes it bindable. It just makes more sense when using MVVM. In Windows 8, it is bindable. It's weird that they didn't do it in Windows Phone, but anyway. I'm using SQL CE Compact Edition. SQL CE support in Windows Phone is out of the box with Entity Framework Code First. No SQL CE in Windows 8. There is an unofficial half-working SQLite port, but I didn't use that here. They have stated yesterday that Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8 will get an official SQLite port from Microsoft, included in the SDKs. So that was good news. What else did I use? Location. The GPS determines the coordinates of where you are. The camera, obviously, to take a picture of the celebrity you're seeing. And the picture is saved in isolated storage on the phone. Let me just quickly demo the application. So it's really easy. I see a celebrity. Let's say, for example, Chuck Norris, who's really awesome. This is a camera in the emulator. It doesn't show any real images, just something that looks really weird. I accept. He found my location already. These are the coordinates of where I am. I don't have a GPS sensor in my device, so it uses my internet connection for this, which means it's not very accurate, but it's the best I can do. Let's save it. Oh, since I've just watched Chuck Norris, I get an achievement. Some small Easter egg I've included. You only get this when you see Chuck Norris. And a message that I've saved. And then here I get a list of all my sightings. I click on it, I see the picture. It doesn't show the location again, but it's just saved as a string inside MySQL CE. So you're just going to have to take my word on that one. So that works. Okay, demo time. Let's set up the project in Windows 8. I have Visual Studio 2012 here. I'm running on the Windows 8 release preview. I'm just going to start a new project. Windows Metro style blank app. I'm just going to put it on my desktop. And give it a name. There you go. My project has been created. It has a main page. When I run it, it just shows absolutely nothing. But it keeps running, so that's good. It's stable for the moment. First thing I'm going to do is add references to the MVVM light assemblies. I can do this through NuGet. I just hope the internet connection will keep it up. Keep in mind that the MVVM light for Windows 8 is still in preview, so there can be bugs. The biggest advantage of doing this through NuGet is that it will automatically create some folders for my view models and my models. It will also set up the app.xaml when you go into the XAML here. You can see here that it has defined a view model locator. So let me just check if this small bug is still in here. So we will see if it works. Oh, I guess it's this. Okay, there's a small bug in the app.xaml part of MVVM Lite where it doesn't put a using. Where is it? So this CLR namespace should be changed to using. And now it should build. There we go. Okay, as you can see here, I have a folder now of view model that has my main view model in it and a view model locator. What happens in this locator, it has a very simple IUC support. So you register every single view model in here that you are using in your app. When you load a view in the application, it automatically loads the correct view model from this locator, from the IOC. So that's something we have to do later on. I'm going to start by going to my main page, to the XAML. Okay, what I need to do here is I have to put my data context. I have to tell them that its context, its data, will come from the main view model, and it can find the main view model in the locator. That obviously can be done with some binding. Static resource locator. This static resource is where I just changed the CLR namespace to using. So now it will know where to find main. Why main? Because that is a property inside the view model locator. Now, I already have a main view model. I already have a view model locator inside my Windows Phone app. So why should I rebuild everything when I already have it? So I will delete these two And I will add my existing ones. If I can remember where I've put them, that is. Here they are. I'm going to put in the detail view model as well. That's just a view model for the detail page where I can see the image again. So let me try and build this. That doesn't work. We have to change some things. I'm going to start with the locator. You can see here immediately that it has some namespaces that it can't find. The messages is something that we will include later, so I'm just going to comment this out for now. The Cymbalina framework, that I don't have in Windows 8, so I'm just going to delete that. And the model I have to include later on, so just comment that out as well. What else? Some more stuff I'm going to include later on. Comment them out. I'm just going to comment everything out that I'll need later that I don't have access to right now, so I can build my solution again. You see here that now I also have a detail property for the detail view model. Okay, that should be it for the view model locator. 32 errors remaining. The same here. In my main view model, I use my GPS. It's in Windows Phone in the system.device namespace. I don't have access to it in Windows 8, so just delete that. Framework and messages will be included later on, so comment them out. Media and imaging I don't have in Windows 8. Same here. And Microsoft.phone.tasks I don't have in Windows 8. Bitmap image that I do have, but it's in another namespace. That's my model, I will include that immediately. I see that it didn't create a model folder, so I'm going to add that right now. There we go. And I'm going to add my class. I only have one class called Spot for when you spot a celebrity. And there it is. Now, in that class in Windows Phone, I have all my stuff available for the SQL CE implementation. So I have to provide an... I have to tell that this class is a column, or will be a table, and everything will have columns. SQL CE doesn't work in Windows 8, so I have to delete everything here. Link isolated storage that I can't use. That was a bit too much. You see here my location is just a string because SQL CE doesn't have support for a geoposition type. I think when you have a full-blown SQL server, you can save coordinates, not in SQL CE. And then we have some isolated storage here that I don't need. Let's save this. Go back to the main view model. And there we go. That one is coming up immediately. I think I'll just add the next project here. I'm going to create a new project of type, where is it? Portable class library. What's the big advantage of this one is that it can be used in different types of projects. Whether you're using a web project and a phone project, a Windows 8 project, all in the same solution. When you have a portable class library, you can add classes to it that you can use in all those different types without any problems. You are limited in your references that you can use, however. Because everything you put in those classes have to be available in all the types that you are supporting. So I'm just going to call this one, how did I call my solution? I'm going to put all my interfaces here. So when you create a new portable class library, it asks you, where do you want to use this, in what types of projects? It detects that I already have .NET for Metro style in my solution, so that's enabled automatically. But to enable this, you also need .NET 4.5, Silverlight 4, and Windows Phone, if you have that installed. So it enables them automatically. Everything I need is checked. Everything except Xbox, but I'm not doing that for now. Maybe somewhere in the future, who knows? Okay, I'm gonna add some interfaces here. Now where did I put those? I will find them someday. Should make a habit of writing those locations down. Let me quickly open my finished version and see where I've put it. So I have a data service that can load my saved sidings, and I have a method that will save a siding to my database. For the isolated storage, I have also a save and a load method, but that's about images. I can save an image, I can load an image. For the Windows 8 version, I won't be saving to isolated storage, but I will save it to the pictures folder in the Windows Explorer. I also have to include some stuff here. That's the wrong one. Okay, for the location, I'm not going to use this. That was the code for the Windows Phone to get my location, and that I don't need. The save commands, they provide you with message boxes. You see, I even have an Easter egg for Steven Seagal, which isn't really a celebrity in my opinion, but anyway. Comment those out, I will change them later on. And here as well. Okay, I have another command here. The commands are bound to the buttons in the app bar on the Windows Phone application. So that's what those are for. This one will start the camera and take a picture. When a picture has been taken, it will directly save it into isolated storage. So I don't need that anymore. I will change it to the Windows 8 implementation later on. Okay, I'm going to start implementing my interfaces right now. so I can build my app again. I'm just gonna include him here. I think I had a good version and I had a bad one. I think this is the bad one. There we go. Add a folder. I'm just gonna call this my framework. And put all this in there. So here's my data service that implements the interface here. I have to set my reference to the other project. And there we go. So what happens here for the load history? I've actually created an API for this. Since we don't have any database support in Windows 8, I was thinking about using the unofficial SQLite port, but that's so unofficial, and I don't really like that. So I've created an API. It's just REST-based, and it saves everything in the same SQL CE database that I've used for my Windows Phone project. So to load all the history, I do a get async call from the HTTP client. I get my results, and then I'm going to deserialize it. It returns JSON to my objects that I need. And then I'm going to use the Messenger class, which is built in MVVM Lite. It allows you to send messages from one class to the other. Usually it's used to allow communication between view models. I'm going to abuse it a bit here. Why? Because it uses async. I have to be able to put the async keyword here. And I can't do that in my interface when I'm using it together with Windows Phone. So I had to use some kind of workaround. So I've decided to just make it return void, return nothing, and use the messenger to send back my results. Same thing for saving celebrity, but it's done post async. Now you can see here my JSON convert doesn't work yet. That's because I don't have a reference yet to JSON.NET, which of course I can find on NuGet. JSON.NET has already been ported to Windows 8 and it works great there. Okay, so that's that. For isolated storage, what I do, I just create a copy of the picture I take inside my pictures library. So it's the method receives an image. I have put type T here because the image type isn't the same in Windows Phone as it is in Windows 8. And it will just create a copy in known folders. That's just an enumeration that contains all your libraries, of all your known folders, like documents, pictures, music. And just save it there under a specific name. And it will return the name to my view model, so the name can be saved in the database. And then load does the same. It loads, it gets a name as parameter. It loads from the pictures library, it opens it async, and it sets it to a bitmap image, and will then return the bitmap image through the messenger. So that's that. Now for the navigation, from moving from one page to the next, in Windows Phone I've used the Cymbalina framework for this. It has a navigation service that provides easy navigation. But again, in Windows 8, it's done differently. In Windows Phone, you navigate through a URI. You just set navigate to mainpage.xaml. In Windows 8, you have to do it through the frame. You have to specify what type you want to navigate to. And that's why I need this implementation. So it all just provides me with a navigate method. I put the type in, and it will get me there. Normally, you can only do this from a view. Doing it with this class allows me to do it from a view model. Okay. Let's go back to the view model. And uncomment this. Should be able to find it. There we go. Now, when we go to the constructor of the view model, you see that it takes all these interfaces as parameters. So how does that work? It's from the view model locator. I just register those types here. And when you open an instance of a view model, it will automatically get the correct implementation from the IOC. What's wrong with this one? Why did I put this in here? Okay, there we go. Hang on, we'll need this one. So my main view of my view model locator is starting to look pretty good. I think I'm only missing the messenger implementation here. So what I normally do when I navigate to another page, I select an item, and the item is in a list. I can show this in my Windows 8 version, in the view. Here I have my list box that contains my entire history. And you can see here that the selected item has been bound with two-way binding. And then in the main view model, I have a selected spots property. And in the setter, I send the selected spots in a message through the messenger, and I navigate to the new view. Now the problem here, when I send this message, there is no view model that registered to it to receive it, so it will just get lost. Now there is a solution for this that is called Last Message Replay Messenger. It's an implementation of iMessenger and iDisposable, and it will just keep repeating the last message until it is picked up by a certain view model. So I will obviously need those in here as well. There we go. And then what I do through the IOC, I register an instance of the last message replay messenger. And every view model that needs navigating or needs the messenger, I get an instance of that. Here it is. What's wrong with this one? Okay. So let's see what we've got. That's better. Missing some reference here. Alright, I used to put the class in here. It's a lot of errors still. Okay, mostly just some references. Okay, I don't have time to fix all of these, so I'm just going to continue with the finished version. And I will walk you through them. So, let's take a look at the sensor code. So here I get my location, Windows 8 style. So I first need an instance of a geolocator, and then I will do an await to the get geo position async. If that is done, then I have my coordinates, and I just put them in a string with a small hyphen between them. Now the message box is an entirely different thing in Windows 8. In Windows Phone, I could just do messagebox.show. But it's gotten much more powerful. I now have a message dialog, and I can put in any control I want. I can put in a text box, I can put in a button, I can ask input to my users without any problem. And I just show it async, and that's about it. It's a bit more code, but it works pretty well. Now to take a picture, I need a camera capture UI. I can set the size. This is 4:3 resolution. You can put it on 16:9 if your camera supports it. I've set it in photo mode because I use it to take pictures. And then I just save my picture to ISO storage called it, but it saves it in the pictures folder. How does the view model locator look? I register all my interfaces here. Those ones here. The navigation service, that interface I've just put here, because in the Windows Phone version it's included in the Cymbalina framework, so I don't need it to be shared across those multiple platforms. Okay, let's take a look at the XAML. Also the app bar right here, you have in Windows 8 a bottom app bar, you have a top app bar. There are certain rules of what command you need to put where. They're on MSDN somewhere. You need to follow them or your app will be declined from the store. I have binding out of the box here in the app bar. That was really great to find out. Also some included styles that make sure that you have a circle with the meter style icon in them. And I just have a grid that takes all my inputs, some text boxes and image. And besides it, I have my history. So all the sightings I have done. Now, where is my API? Let's take a look at the REST API. Because I've built this API using the ASP.NET Web API. It's in beta right now, if I'm not mistaken. And it allows you to create REST APIs MVC style. You have a controller. Let me show you. You have a controller with several methods. Every method that starts with get is a REST get call. So it's just by definition, you don't need any attributes to put over it, it's just get. Put is for updates, post is for posting, and then you can also do deletes. So you have your entire set of CRUD operations, MVC style, out of the box, very easy to use. I have my database, my SQL CE, in this project with an entity framework, database first. And when I where's my get? when I load my entire history, I just return them as an IA enumerable. Web API out of the box uses JSON.NET. It doesn't use the .NET version of a JSON serializer. It uses the Newtonsoft JSON.NET library, which is really great because it's way faster, and it supports serializing entities, if I'm not mistaken. So let me already launch this one. So that's up and running. And let me try to run. I didn't change anything, and about an hour ago it still works. So it's kind of weird. I did start the correct one. Just something to do with this locator. Okay, anyway, I can assure you that it worked. So, let me change back to my slides, because I think I've skipped a few. So the abstraction part, I've already told you, why do we need to do it? Because the platform differences in many ways. The way you access your sensors, the available sensors are very different. Even the way the message box works is now just completely different. Navigation, also completely new way of doing it. And in my opinion, Windows 8 does it better than Windows Phone, because you have the possibility to send a parameter with your navigation instead of using the messenger or some other trick. You can just send it with you. You do need to get it out of the headers in your code behind, so I don't think it's bindable. Your data service should obviously be abstracted into an interface, because you can use it everywhere you want. Isolated storage, also a big difference. With Windows 8, you get access to your entire library and other platform-specific stuff that we just did. Okay. Finishing touches would be connecting to an API. That's really important that you start using APIs right now, because we have an entire ecosystem of devices to work on. You got Windows 8, you get Windows Phone, we will get Xbox also. That's three times that you can build the same application. So use an API to prevent you from distributing your data and keeping it locally on all devices. When you provide an API, everything is centered. It doesn't get lost when you use a cloud-based database. It's really just better to use it. Windows 8 also has support for multiple resolutions. You can use a simulator to simulate this, but make sure that your app looks good on every resolution. Most of the developers have a portable with a decent resolution, pretty big one. Don't just use that one to test it. Test it on a simulator, test it on other devices, preferably a tablet or a touch device. Use all resolutions available. And then there are snapped views. When you have your Metro app, you can snap it to the side. So it's just 1/4 of your screen, I think. It's up to you to provide that view. It has to look good. Microsoft will test for this when you submit your app to the store. And it just has to be right. I'm not going to do all that. The snapping, it's just XAML. You've got a story, you've got a view state, but you can put in your new controls or you can just move around your existing controls using storyboards. Some small remarks about porting apps over from Windows Phone to Windows 8. This is why you should use an API. You've got your API, you've got tons of clients that can use it, that can get the data from it. Even outside of the Microsoft ecosystem, if you really want, you could go build an Apple application. But who wants to do that anyway? So if you want, you could do it. You could use some web clients, or websites that access the same API. Really important. Also, use the platform features. You've got certain platforms that have unique features. You get touch on a tablet, you got a mouse on a PC, you've got a small touchscreen on your phone. Use the features that are unique for that platform. Don't just make a one-on-one copy of your app. Give your users a reason to get the version of your app on another platform. And get ready for Windows Phone 8. When you port your Windows Phone app to Windows 8 now, it will be ready for Windows Phone 8. You just need to get a new UI probably. And if you're lucky, we can reuse the existing UI from the original Windows Phone 7 app. But that will remain to be seen. And also very important, build a brand, not a name. Your name on Marketplace is just a name. When you are too late to register the same name on the Windows 8 store, someone else is using your name to build apps. That is why it's important that you build a brand. Use the same colors, use the same visuals throughout all versions of the app, so that when someone opens it, he can tell immediately, oh, that's the guy that built the Windows Phone version. Keep that in mind. So what I would like you to take away from this session is that it's quite easy to port Windows Phone to Windows 8, and it should work, it did work. But invest time. Spend time in your Windows 8 version to make it unique. It's really important for you. You have to build your reputation on the store. Abstract as much of or as many unique features as you possibly can. It's easier to port them to future platforms as well. And if possible, build an API.